Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network. This evening, your host is Brother Wes Armstrong. I'm sitting in for a friend of mine, Brother Dwayne Harshaw, working for Christ, to be an encouragement not only to the people of God, but unsaved as well, to let them know that Jesus died for all people of the world, y'all, no matter the race or color. We all need him on this Christian journey to help us live holy in the walk, this walk with Jesus Christ, okay? All right, we're working for Christ, taking the place of Minister Brother Dwayne Harshaw, Brother Wes Armstrong. I didn't come up with a topic. We're just going to put something out there and discuss this thing. I'm going to have prayer first. I'm going to be praying for those who are sick and afflicted, those that are need to be comforted from loss of a loved one, conditions of the world, praying for the poor of the world, praying for our families, our neighbors on either side, praying for those who are in power, the militaries of the world. And let's also remember to pray for ourselves, okay? All right. Most High God in heaven and in earth and underneath the earth, we honor you and truly thank you for allowing us to see another day. Thanking you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Thanking you, Lord, for giving us eyesight to be able to see, Father God, that marvelous light. Honoring you, Father God, giving you the praise, glorifying you. You are God, and there is none other. You are not man that you have to lie, nor the son of man that you need to repent. We thank you, God, for giving us our need, our every need, Father God, allowing us to be stewards of possessions, Father God. Help us to deal accordingly with the next man in the line, Father God. Help us to love the next man on the line. Help us to love our families, God. Help us, Father God, to help ourselves get to that point that we need to be, Father God, in your will and your way. I thank you for how you have blessed me, how you have given me my needs, and those things that I felt that I needed or wanted, I'm content that I don't have a Father God. There's a time and a place for everything. If I'm not able to receive them, I thank you, Lord, for holding it back from me, giving me an opportunity to see myself, Father God. Do I really need this thing? Why is it that I want it? Oh, Lord, I thank you for your spirit, truly, God. Thank you for Son Jesus Christ, who died in my place so that I would not have to die in my sin. Truly, I thank you, Lord, as I have asked you to forgive me for my sin and help me, Father God, to stay humble in your word, Lord. I thank you, God. I thank you for my neighbors on either side that I can live peaceably by, Father God. Whether they know you or not, they know us and they know of you through us, Father God. We honor you for that. Had it not been for you, Lord, had it not been for you, Lord, we thank you. We would have been destroyed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word. Thank you for your spirit. We thank you for those that you have sent our way, Father God, that we can be taught and that we can hear and understand and get what we need, Father God, from the preachers and the teachers. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God. by mercy and grace, brand new each and every day for each and every one of us, Lord. Thank you for mercy. I didn't deserve it, but you allowed it to happen for me, Papa God. And I pray for the next man in line that it will happen for them when they separate themselves, Father God, from this evil and perverse world. Praying for love, Father God. Praying for love. Love of oneself. Love of the neighbors on either side, across town. Praying for those that are homeless, Father God. Those that are in the street begging, my God. Those that are going hungry because they don't have a meal. Those that have been put out of their residences because they're not able to pay the rent. We pray, Father God, that you bring healing and you bring deliverance, Father God. Yes, Lord. To all, Father God. To all. And I want to thank you, Lord, for giving ear to our meditation. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that you didn't turn us out. Thank you, Lord, that you kept us. Thank you for keeping us right now. Thank you, Lord. I truly thank you for those that you have placed in my life, Lord God, that I can receive a kind word and I can pass that word along to the next man, woman, boy, or girl and let them see why I feel the way I do. I look the way I do. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this time, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Praise God. You know, God's good, y'all. You know, he's good. Even when I was out there running the street, God was good, you know. But, hey, I took it, and I went the opposite direction. He blessed me with life, health, and strength, and I took it, and I did the wrong things with it. But now his spirit revealed to me that there's a better way. There is a better way. I didn't have to live like I lived. I didn't have to be homeless. I didn't have to be living in the street up half the night because I was scared to lay down anywhere. Thank God. Thank God. All right, going to read scripture right now. This is scripture right here. I'm going to be reading out the NIV, New International Version of the Holy Bible. Okay? Now, I'll be reading out of the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes. Now, Ecclesiastes is right behind the book of Proverbs, okay? The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, okay? Book of Ecclesiastes, right behind the book of Proverbs. Proverbs, the 3. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stone, gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Praise God. And thank God for the reading of the word, because the word is blessed already, y'all. And we just thank God to give us understanding of the word and to hear the word. Okay, praise God. All right, let's see here. All right. Okay, I got a little something here. As I said, I don't have a topic for tonight. I'm sitting in. for Brother Wayne Harshaw. And now I come across this. It's the little book called Our Daily Bread. Our Daily Bread. Okay? And the main scripture on front goes as such, Philippians 4 and 7. Peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Let me read that again. Philippians 4 and 7. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Okay? Now, this was the reading for June the 12th, Monday, June the 12th, 2017. Okay? All right, this is the readings that I'm going to pass along. Okay? Monday, June 12th, 2017. Nothing is useless. Okay? Now, this is a story where I'm reading it. It's not mine, but I gave the information. It's in a Daily Bread book. Okay? All right. In my third year battling discouragement and depression caused by limited mobility and chronic pain, I confided to a friend. My body's falling apart. I feel like I have nothing of value to offer God or anyone else. Her hand rested on mine. Would you say it doesn't make a difference when I greet you with a smile or even listen to you? Tell me it's worthless when I pray for you or offer a kind word? I settled into my recliner. Of course not. She frowned. Then why are you telling yourself those lies? You do all those things for me and for others. I thanked God for reminding me that nothing we do for him is useless. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul assures us that our bodies may be weak now, but they will be raised in power because God promises we'll be resurrected through Christ. We can trust him to use every offering, every small effort done for him to make a difference in his kingdom. Verse 58. Even when we're physically limited, a smile, a word of encouragement, a prayer, or a display of faith during our trial can be used to minister to the diverse and interdependent body of Christ. When we serve the Lord, no job or act of love is too menial to matter. Praise God. We thank you, Jesus, for valuing us and using us to build up others. Do what you can with what you have and leave the results to God. You know, there are times when we expect a little bit too much from God. But Paul tells us, he speaks of this in one of his epistles. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And I'm finding that for us right now, that we can ask and wish for this and wish for that. But why? Right? Why? Why? Okay. All right. Okay. I'm going to find that right now. We're going to see what's going on with that. Okay. All right. Philippians. Here we go again, y'all. Philippians. The book of Philippians, chapter 4. Okay, Philippians chapter 4, all right? Now, we're going to run on down here. It's going to be, we're going to do Philippians 4 and 11, 12, and 13, okay? Philippians 4, 11, 12, and 13. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So if we realize that it's not our time to receive this, or it's not our time to be able to minister or do whatever we think we're able to do, we just have to wait on God. We're waiting on God. It's His will and His way. You know, we got free will to make decisions, but it's not our will. You know what I'm saying? It's God's will that needs to be done. Let's remember, Jesus Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and His flesh didn't want to go through the pain and the agony and the suffering of the cross. But what did He say to the Father? He was praying to the Father. He said, not my will, but thy will be done. And He was honoring God because He came to do the will of the Father, do the will of the one that sent Him. He didn't come here to chicken out, so to speak. You know, He didn't come here to turn and run. No, He came here to go through, to offer Himself up for us because of the love that God had for humankind. He had love for us all, y'all. And He loved us so much. I just don't think that I can send my son to his death for somebody I don't even know. That's the kind of hard pill to swallow, y'all, you know? Kind of hard pill to swallow. But God, He created us in His image. He created man in His image. And woman came out of man. So we all belong to Him. And He sent His only begotten Son. His only begotten Son. Not number two or number three. He sent His only begotten Son into the world, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but everlasting life. And sometimes that's kind of hard to understand. Everlasting life? How am I going to live forever? Well, for one thing, we're not going to be in this fleshly body. I tell you that. You know, we'll have to take this off. We'll have to get rid of this flesh. And when we change our ways, give up the world, give up the life we've been living, we take off the old man and put on a new man, okay? And we serve God by Christ Jesus as we get deeper and deeper and deeper into the Word and the Spirit. We're spiritual, not fleshly anymore. And when that day comes, the trump of God will sound. Oh, yeah. The trump of God will sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And those that remain and are still alive, they'll meet them in the air. They'll meet Christ in the air, and they'll take off this mortal body and put on immortal bodies. And we won't have to worry about none of that. This world would be gone. It would be white, as they say, the slate will be wiped clean when that time comes. We'll have a glorified body. We won't be subject to sin, you know? We won't be subject to a prostate cancer. We won't be subject to renal failure, you know? We won't be subject to heart attacks. Peace. Longevity forever. we can't count forever, but forever is forever. From forever to forever is where God reigns. God reigns forever. I can't imagine forever, you know, can't imagine. But it's for us if we want, you know. Like I said, the time, there's a time for everything, y'all. There is a time for everything. There was a time out there for me to drink, run women and act crazy and stupid, run wild, mess up my finances. But when that time came, the Spirit of the Lord, it drew me in. And that was my time. And I don't know. I had faced death many times in my life. In the past, when I was in the street, you know, God preserved me through all that. And now I'm here. I'm here. So I want to do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? This is my time now to shine by the Spirit of God, to share with the next man what was given to me, because I don't want to see nobody lost. I don't. If I know them or not, I don't want to see them lost. Somebody prayed for me, and now I can pray for somebody else, you know. And I can give God the glory and let him know I'm trying to do my part for the kingdom, because I want mine, you know. I want mine. I don't want to go all this long time thinking I'm serving the kingdom, and I've done nothing, really. I fall short. I just don't want that to happen. Of course, as I said earlier, there's a time for everything. There's a time to grow, and there's a time to stop growing, you know. But there is always a time to strengthen ourselves in the Lord. You know, there's always a time for us to do that. When we're blessed to open our eyes each and every new day, it is a new opportunity. Hey, when I was in the world, I didn't think it was a new opportunity. I set the alarm clock. The alarm clock woke me up. You know what I'm saying? I'm fairly young, and I'm in, you know, pretty good shape. I get out of bed by myself. But if God says so, I can't move. If he takes his breath away, death is certain. Death is certain. And once I die a physical death and I don't have the Lord with me, or Jesus Christ is not in me and me in Jesus Christ, that's spiritual death. I'm done. I have been cut out and cut off. Nothing to look forward to. Nothing. But while, as they say, while the blood's running warm in your veins, do yourself a favor. Stop and think your lifestyle that you're living now, where is it going to get you? Where is it going to get you? Do we have to have those fancy things in life? They're not going to get us anywhere. And once we acquire them and have them for a period of time, you know, hey, it's just like a kid with a new toy. You buy a kid a toy today on Saturday, Monday, you're going to ask, well, where is such and such at? What'd you do with it? Who knows? You know, who knows? Now, if it's an electronic, something that's very popular, something that he can, so to speak, get into something with, of course, he's going to take care of that. You know what I'm saying? He's going to take care of that. Because the bottom line on his mind is that if I get a phone, you know, hey, I can do a lot with a phone. There's internet on the phone. I can watch what I want to watch on the phone. I can call who I want to call on the phone. I can do all kinds of stuff on the phone because it's there and it's available even to, what, six, seven, eight-year-old kids? Come on, y'all. You know, hey. But as I said, there's a time for everything, y'all, you know. And when time winds down to no time at all, time is up. And that will be the time, no more time of refreshing, no more time for grace, no more mercy, no more pity. Time will be up, you know. And all this time will have been wasted by many, many, many people. And they can't look back and say, well, I should have, I could have. No, it's too late for any of that. There are no second chances. And as I say a lot, you know, hey, if you don't have your ticket, if you don't have your ticket, the train's not going to make any stops on the way, so you can't run and catch up. The train is not coming back to make no future stops. The train is going to leave the station and it's gone. It is gone. And the church is up out of here. It is out of here. For those of us that are alive now, if it were to happen right now, comes to get his people, that would be the end time right there. That's the bottom line. That's it. That's it. You don't need to set your clock no more for nothing. Because when the church is out, it's going to be what we used to say. Now, I'm not being derogatory when I say this, but it's going to be a time like hell in the camp. It's going to be hell in the camp, y'all. Any and everything goes for the sinner man and for the enemy, the devil. Okay? All right? It's going to be a time. I don't want to be here. I don't know about you. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. I would not wish it on my worst enemy. But we have opportunity to do whatever we need to do right now. Hopefully it's not too late because God cuts his spirit off. You know, hey, all those years I wasted and he brought me in, what, 60, right? What, 58, 59? All those years I wasted. So I can't go back. You know what I'm saying? Can't go back. Can't go back to all them years of degradation and a sorrow, guilt, hurt, or the people that I hurt. I can't make it right, you know? So I need to keep it moving from here forward. Ain't even no need to look back. That's what happens to Lot's wife when they was fleeing out of the city. The angel told them, do not look behind you. Just run. Keep your eyes on what's in front of you. Don't worry about what is behind you. And Lot's wife, she looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. Just like that. Just like that. It wasn't no falling down, and then after an hour or a day or something, she turned into a pillar of salt. No, it was immediate. It was so immediate, you know. Hey, they couldn't do nothing to rescue her or save her because everybody was running for their life. You know, nobody's looking to see who they're leaving behind. It ain't going to be like the movie, you know what I'm saying, Left Behind. No, come on, y'all. That's like playtime, you know. Oh, you can send up to the last minute. Keep going, you know, he'd be all right, be all right. No, it don't work like that, you know. And I'd hate to see. I hate for someone to be lost when they have all this information that they can gather and use for themselves, you know. And it's not about being holier than thou. It's about doing the right thing. It's about doing the right thing. And we can get those promises that God said that we can have. We can get them. All we got to do is ask. Ask with the right intent in our heart and in our mind. Not necessarily for us to keep any and everything that we have been given by the Lord, but to share it with the next man in line, when and wherever. And it's not to say that if God were to bless us with $1 million, it's not for us to just go out there and just throw it all around the place. Oh, man, look what I got here. I got something for you here. Here, take this, bro. You know, no, it don't work like that. We ask God to ask him to lead and guide us into all truth, you know, and then go from there. He'll lead us to help whichever ones are needy, most needy, and we have to make that step and go to them people and do what we need to do. We need to serve each other. And by serving each other, we're serving the Lord. Yeah. Okay. Good evening, caller. You have any comments? Good evening. What happened to you?
Good evening.
Yes, do you have any comments?
I didn't get in on the topic. What was your topic?
It was no topic. I had no topic. I read Ecclesiastes 3, where there's a time for everything. And also, I read a little story in an old Daily Bread. Nothing is useful.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I just put information out. just put some information out in case it was, you know, just, hey, light bulb go off in your head, you know, something comes to you, you might want to add, or even something you'd like to put out there.
Well, the chapter of Ecclesiastes is there's a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up,
yeah,
which is planting, a time to sow,
right,
and a time to plant, a time to weep,
yeah,
and a time to moan. And really, mm-hmm, there's nothing new fun. But we also,
right,
know by reading God's word, he's, mm-hmm, able to take us through whatever situation that comes our way. But the bottom line,
right,
is we must trust and depend on him. Because he said,
yeah,
in his word, without me, ye can do nothing. And I know in myself I can't do it. But I know that if,
right,
I trust God and call on,
mm-hmm,
his name, he will deliver,
yeah,
on time. We just have to put,
yeah,
everything in his hands, our families,
mm-hmm,
our children, all of our
mm-hmm,
loved ones. We have to put God's hands, pray, and leave it there.
Yeah.
And in God's,
that's
own,
right,
time, he knows how to turn it around. Because I've been through,
mm-hmm,
things in my life, ups and downs. But praise God, God,
yeah,
have brought me through. So therefore,
mm-hmm,
so I can say, call on Jesus, like that song, and he'll answer prayer. When we pray,
yeah,
a sincere prayer, he'll answer prayer. We know there's a time,
mm-hmm,
to be born and a time to die. If death,
yes,
has been cast on all of us because we're all born in sin, escaped in iniquity. But the word of God said, all souls are mine. Soul that sinneth,
yes,
it shall die.
Yes.
That's why we pray for,
yes,
our loved ones, because we don't want them to be lost. But we can't make,
that's
anybody,
right,
do right. We just have to trust,
nope,
God and believe God is going to turn it around, because he is our,
mm-hmm,
best friend, and we are our,
yes,
worst enemy. So we can't trust,
mm-hmm,
ourselves. We have to trust God. We have,
right,
to trust God. It's one, in one scripture, it said the heart is desperately wicked. It can hide things from me. But God can search a heart. I said, Lord, search,
yes,
my heart. Turn the searchlight from heaven on my soul. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And if it find,
yes,
anything in there that shouldn't be, take it out, Lord, and strengthen,
mm,
me. And when,
yes,
we talk to him,
yes,
like that, and we sincere, mm-hmm, in our heart, he'll do what we ask him to do. Because he don't allow,
yes,
nothing to come our way to,
no,
destroy us. Just like he,
that's right,
presented Job to Satan. Why did he present Job to,
mm,
Satan? He knew that Job could, mm, go through the test. If Job,
that's
couldn't,
right,
go through the test, God would have never allowed Satan to attack him the way that he. But he knew,
that's right,
that Job was,
yes,
faithful, that he would go through the test. And that's like when things,
mm,
come our way. We don't know what,
yes,
Satan have said to God or God has said to Satan about us. But if it comes our,
mm,
way, we can go through. But the key verse,
yes,
we must trust him. We must,
mm-hmm,
trust him, just like a little baby. That baby will take mama,
yeah,
or daddy's hand. Wherever you go, that baby goes right with it. Ain't afraid of anything.
That's right.
But let her get lost,
that's
from,
right,
mommy or daddy. She's going to begin to cry, or he's going to begin to cry.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as they got mama,
yes,
or daddy's hands, they're secure. Because they,
mm-hmm,
feel loved and they know mama and daddy. I'm okay, come with mama and daddy. Well, God is our father. And Jesus,
yes, is
our big brother. And all we got to,
mm-hmm,
do is go to our big brother, praise God. And he'll go to God for us. Oh, God, he's sitting,
mm-hmm,
on the right hand of the Father right now, making intercession, hallelujah, for us. But we have to be willing. We have,
yes,
to be willing,
right,
and obey. Not be like the children of Israel. All that you say we would do, and then we go and don't do it. But we are to do what God tells us to do through his word. The word of God says faith comes by hearing by the word of God. So read the word. Study the word. Let it get down in your heart. Live the word. You have access to the Father through his son, Jesus Christ. And if we read the word and know we're living like that, the Bible says, he's going to take us through, son. He'll take you through every time. You don't have to worry because God will see you through. Just like, you know, he gives you a job. There's going to be some obstacles that get in your way, but that don't mean you can't go on and do your job. You press on.
That's right.
So things don't get in your way. Look how Satan tempted Jesus. He knew that that was God in the flesh, but that didn't stop him.
Yeah.
We know Matt's the same. But what did God? Yeah. What did Jesus give Satan? Every time he come at Jesus with something, Jesus would give him the word. He knew he was hungry. He said, "Why don't you make these stones bread?" He said, "Man should not live by bread alone." Took him up on there and showed him everything. All this would I give you, Lord help us. But look what Jesus, he always gave him the word. Then he took him on a pinnace and tried to get him to jump off. But he said, "That's not kept the Lord thy God." Praise God. He was weak because he was as much man as he was God divine. But he stood the test. And the word of God, the angels ministering to him. So saints, we know Matt for Satan. So let's hold on to that we have. Because he's after our soul. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said what? I come that you might have a life.
That you may have life and have it more abundantly.
So we just want to be encouraged. We want to live the life that we can encourage somebody to come on the lower side. Because time is winding up. This world is not going to get any better. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And honey, we're going home. So let's live so when Jesus calls us home, if it's the way of the grave to fall asleep or if it's caught up in the rapture, we'll be ready to go.
Yeah.
Yes, we will. Yeah. We'll be ready to go. Praise God.
Thank
praise
you for
God.
Thank God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
God.
Lord. He's
for in him, we live and move and have our being. So
that's right.
If he were to take his breath from us, we would be done.
Oh, Lord. We'd be done.
We can't live in this world and say, okay, all right, well, this is what everybody is doing, you know, but this is what everybody is favoring right now, or this is the fad right now, you know, or I'm a join TikTok and do these dares, you know. This is the way things are going. No. That time is for kids. I consider it being for kids. So when we're kids, we do childish stuff. You know what I'm saying? We do that stuff that's not important, and it doesn't really mean anything or matter because it's not going to reflect on our later life unless we stop being kids. As Paul said, hey, when I was a child, I did things as a child. I did childish things. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And me, myself, you know, I wrote, I got a book going on here. I wrote and I said, well, I did not become a man when I turned 18, nor when I turned 21. I did not become a man during man's time or by man's laws, you know, certain states, hey, you're 18, you're a man now. 21, you're a man. No. I became a man when I put away childish things and turned to God. And that was a whole lot of years down the road, y'all. And that's when my eyes were opened. My eyes were opened. And I saw how I should have been living, how I should start to live, how I should continue to live without a whole lot of nonsense in my life. You know? And I'm kind of thankful that I did go through all that because I learned. I learned how to take care of me. I learned how to deal with other people, you know. And I learned about God sending his son here to the earth to give us another opportunity so we wouldn't be destroyed forever. We have an opportunity, y'all, you know. It's just like opportunity. It's just like being hired for a new job. You know, it's a new way of life. Something new we have to start doing every day. And God sustains us. Like I said, in him we live, we move, and we have our being. So it ain't about us. It's about him. So by me saying there's a time for everything, hey, there comes a time in our lives when we need to stop and think and say, wait a minute. You know, I've been tearing around doing this and doing that. What's it getting me? It's getting me deeper and deeper and deeper into the world and get me further and further and further away from God. You know? Now, you don't have to be out there smoking crack. You don't have to be out there holding nobody up to be separated from God. It's just not serving God, not believing in God, disobeying God, because His Spirit comes on us and leads us to do things. And sometimes we ponder in our own head and tell ourselves, well, man, why would I want to do that? No, the Spirit of God, it leads us to do stuff when we serve in him. But we have to decide on how to do that. And there's going to come a time where we got to get out of here, y'all. You know, God's going to take his breath back. Our time's going to be up. And hey, the last minute, the last few seconds, you know, hey, if we don't have our ducks, as they say, if we don't have our ducks in order or ducks lined up or whatever, if we don't have our life right, hey, all those blessings that were stored up for us in the spiritual realm, we didn't access them, you know. All the people that we call ourselves loving, we didn't care about them. We didn't care about ourselves because we did nothing. We did nothing to show that, you know. Hey, our grandkids, we might have gave them a few dollars every now and then, you know, or the baby. Hey, we might have held the baby, you know, give the baby his pacifier's bottle. But that's not love to the point of whereas, you know, they look at you and say, man, my uncle, boy, I like my uncle, you know. I always want to be around my uncle. You know, he's got something good to give them, something he can share to make them feel good about themselves and something that's going to stay with them their life, in their life. You know, I wasn't there for mine. You know, I was not there for mine. But God gave me an opportunity to come back, do the right thing. They accepted me. I accepted them. We're working together, and we love each other, you know. And we look out for each other. And that, it's not just the family, it's people that surround us, you know. It affects people that are around us, people in church, our friends, you know, our neighbors on either side. It affects all people, you know. And it's for us to pass that along to the next person in line. We don't know what people are going through. You know, a kind word or smile, you know. Yeah, it helps. It helps. We just don't know because we haven't gotten to that point to try to understand that. Sometimes we get caught out there and it's like, man, I don't know what to do about this problem, you know. Well, I don't know what to think. You know, we get caught, and it seems like almost like we're by ourselves. We limit ourselves by staying to ourselves and not sharing with someone else that may be able to help us. You know, we keep the frown on our face all day, and it's like, I don't want to speak to nobody. You know, I just gonna run in this store real quick and come right back out. I hope I don't run into so-and-so. They're going to have me talking. You know, that could be our outlet or our release right there. We just don't know. We have to stop and think. And ask God. God revealed this to me. It revealed this to me. Because he says that when we, in scripture, it says that if we're going through something and we see, you know, I'm putting it in my words. we're going through something, we don't see no end, you know, God, he'll make a way of escape. To leave it with him. We definitely have to leave it. And if we don't leave it with him, we're going to be confused. We're going to be stuck, you know, and we're going to think, well, man, there ain't no way out of this. I don't know what to do now, you know. But we have someone we can go to. We just have to open up, and we have to develop a conscious contact with our Creator and be around those people that are positive, not necessarily church people all the time, but there's a lot of people in the world that are positive that we can get what we need from, you know, people in the world. We just have to open our eyes, because there's more going on to life than what we see and the emotions that we go through every day. There's a whole lot of stuff going on, y'all. Whole lot of stuff. And we just can't sit and listen to the news and think, okay, well, you know, that's what's going on over there. You know, I'm glad we ain't got that problem over here. How do we know that? We can't go by what they're telling us, you know. We have to do our part. We have to get to that point where we separate ourselves from the world. We have to, y'all, because it ain't what's happening. No, it's what people are doing. It's what people are doing, okay? All right. But there is a time for everything. There's a time for me to help somebody else. There's a time for me to be helped by somebody else, you know? There's a time for me to keep my mouth shut, and there's a time for me to take a nap, you know? There's a time for me to worship, you know? There's a time for all things under the sun. And the word, it tells us, there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new. Now, of course, the telephone and all these gadgets and stuff, of course, but our lives and our beings, our beings, we as individuals, all that stuff's the same. The way man thinks and man's actions in the world, it's all the same. It never changed. You know, it seems like all these young men running out around here doing the same crime over and over and over. What they were doing 10 years ago, here this young guy over here, he goes out and does the same crime. Well, I'm going to do it this way. I ain't going to get caught this time. Hey, going to get caught just like the last guy doing it got caught. You know, because it's not new. It's been done before. But we have to get to that point, y'all. Get to that point. We have to get up out of ourselves. We have to get up out of ourselves, who we think we are, and find out the real us, the real whoever we are. Just like, who is that? The burning bush with Moses. He said, I am that I am. And since we are made in the image of God, who are we? Why can't we be? I am that I am. If we're made in the image and the likeness of God, come on, y'all. We have to go a step further. We have to go a step further. And after we've accomplished that step or stepped up to that level, there's another on top of that. We don't never get to the end of the road or the end of the line. Maybe the bus will go that far, but we got to get off and walk to do what we have to do, do what we need to do, what's assigned to us to do to complete the journey. The journey is never over. It's never over. Never over. Never. Any last comments from anyone? Any last comments from anyone? No last comments? Okay. All right. Let's see. I think I got one more thing here. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, find it somewhere. To God be the glory, y'all. And I wanted to mention real quick while I'm looking for this piece here. I have a friend that's in the hospital the last communication I got from her family was that she was very, very ill. And it seemed as though it was a quick onset. And she was in the hospital. We'll call out her name in prayer. Her name is Diane. And also, I have a friend who lost his wife a short time ago, and he's going through. It's rough. It's very, very rough. And we communicate on the phone, and I mentioned to him that, you know, it's not about us just worrying about the people that's next door and down the street, you know. This guy, he lives in Durham, and that's about, I'd say about 3 hours from where I am. And I told him, I said, well, you know, you can call me anytime, and, you know, I get my car fixed. I will take that trip to visit him, you know, to let him know that somebody cares, you know. We have to let people know somebody cares. And we, the ones supposedly Christians, you know what I'm saying, I consider myself a child of God. We are the ones who are supposed to be doing these things, you know what I'm saying, not laying back and waiting on the preacher. You know, we are the ones. We are ambassadors for Christ. Just that simple, you know. And why should I have a very nice vehicle sitting outside wasting away when I could be out using that vehicle to serve somebody else? You know, God does things for a reason, and we look at it to where, oh, God gave me a car because that's what I asked for. No, it ain't like that, y'all. Come on. It's not like that. He gave us the vehicle. He gave us the resources to do whatever we need to do for the kingdom. And the next man in line, you know. So I'm 73. I'm still kind of active. I'm working part-time, and people are telling me, oh, you need to sit down. Why are you always doing this? Why are you always doing that? I have not read in the Bible any place where it says you need to retire when you get to a certain age. If God blessed me with the energy and the strength to do for the kingdom whatever he has for me to do, I'm going to press on. And I feel it's the right thing to do because I am who I am. I can't be you. You can't be me, you know. I can't tell you that, well, I ain't going to be able to do this today. Can you do it for me? Certain things, of course, but my job, I need to be doing my job, whether it's working for a paycheck or out there ministering to someone or comforting someone, encouraging someone. That's what it's all about, you know. And I love what I do, and I just thank God for the opportunity to be able to do what I do, you know. I can't find that, but to God be the glory, y'all. And what we'll do, let's keep Brother Dwayne Harshaw in prayer, okay, him and his family, and those that we know that are sick and afflicted, those that we know that are still stuck in the darkness, we need to pray for them. You know, we can't be praying for ourselves all the time, include ourselves in prayers, of course, but more prayers need to be going up for the next person in line. Because that shows love. That shows that we care. And we weren't here. No man is an island. We're not here to serve ourselves. We're here to serve God and man, Jesus Christ. Whatever he has for us is for us. Okay? All right? And with that, also the Armstrong family, the matriarchs, and the Armstrong family, the matriarchs and the Corbening family, the family of Michael Posey, the Campbell family, the Harshaw family, the Logan family, the Howell family, and those that we don't know their name, but we know they're going through something. We ask God to lift them up. Lift them up. God, you can touch them. You can send the word. You can do what you do. But we're asking you, Father God, our belief and our faith, working for them as you've allowed it to work for us to get to this point in time. And we'll glorify you, God, and we'll thank you. The Abercrombie family, the Doula family, yes, Lord. The Tard family, yes, Lord. We call these names out in prayer, Father God, because we're mentioning, because there are issues with all of us. We're all going through something, life, our health, our strength, our faith. Sometimes it gets cut short, but we look to you to keep us where we need to be, Father God. Keep us humble, not lofty, and joyous in spirit. And with that, we honor you, God. We truly thank you for the program again. I'm standing in for Brother Dwayne Harshaw. And we look for him to be here at his next showing. His shows are the first Saturday, the third Saturday, and those months that have a fifth Saturday at 8 p.m. Again, 646-668-8217. Invite a friend. Have a good night. Shalom, everyone. Shalom.